Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Tes. We are in Perek Tolan, and the Gemara here talks about tzitzis on Shabbos. That's today's topic, tzitzis on Shabbos, says the Gemara. The Gemara is actually asking a question. The Gemara quotes Rav Chama Bar Gurya, who says, Mis'atif adam bakilo upekaseho, the yosef, which is around Shabbos. A person is allowed to wear a kila, and even though there is a type of beged that has strings hanging down from it, on Shabbat, that's okay. Ve'enachoshes, don't worry about the strings. Says the Gemara in a place, obviously in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin without an Erev. Ma'ishna midi Rav Huna. So why is that different than Rav Huna? Dam Rav Huna Marav Hayotze betalas she'ena mitzuyetzes kilchasa. If somebody wears a talas she'ena mitzuyetzes kilchasa, a beged of tzitzis that is not kosher. B'Shabbos chayev chatos. What is Chayev Chatos if one wears that out on Shabbos? So why is it if you wear this other baguette with strings, it's allowed? And here, if you wear the talis, Shenim Suyetzes Kilchasa, you Chayev Chatos. Says the Gemara, Tzitzis Lagabe Talis Chashivi, Velo Batli. The tzitzis, legabi the talis, even though it's a pasul, but they're chashuv. Why the chashuv? We'll see. Velo batli, it's not batal. That's why it's considered a masa, and therefore it's chayav on Shabbos. Hani, lo chashivi batli. But these other strings, this other baguette, are batal. They're not chashuv at all, and therefore one is not chayav on Shabbos for wearing that. This is halacha, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchos Tzitzis and in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, both. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch does that to give tzedakah before davening. It's quoted in Hilchos Tzedakah and in Hilchos Tefillah. So here, tzitzis on Shabbos is quoted in both. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Yud Gimel, Imhi Mutsuyetzes Kelchasa Mutter Latzeis Bal Rishos Arabim. Bein Betalas Katan, Bein Betalas Gadol. We'll get back to that. If it's tzitzis that are kosher, then you can wear it wherever you want. Im No Dalo V'Chulu. Let's just find the line. Arba tzitzis ma'akvin zetzeh, shekot ba she'ein ba kol arba, ein mutzuyetzes kelchasa, vayosi bo l'rishos rabim v'shabes chayev chata, sif aleph, it's sif yud gimel. If I don't have all four corners, so then if I go out with it onto rishos rabim on Shabbos, I am chayev achatas. That's this gemara right here, this gemara kuf lametes, in hilchos Shabbos, simin yud gimel, and it's quoted in hilchos Shabbos, that's hilchos tzitzis, in hilchos Shabbos, simin yud, shin aleph, sif lametes, hayote b'shabes betal. They're chashuv, and therefore they are not batal. So we'll get back to that chashivus soon. But first, Rashi. Rashi says here, important Rashi, the ilu lo haya mitzuyeses klal, if it wouldn't have any tzitzis at all, lo machayev, then you wouldn't be chayev. Daha luvushe hu, it is his clothing. If it didn't have any, if it had tzitzis and they're not mitzuyetzes kelchasa, that's where it's chayev. But Rashi says if it wouldn't have any tzitzis at all, then lo machayev, then you wouldn't be chayev for Shabbos. Tal luvushehu alma hatzitzios havile masui. Therefore, the tzitzis that are not kosher are masui. Hove einon kimitzvaso einon srichen la. Since they're not kimitzvaso, you don't need them. Umin abegin mamish einon delachashvin kavase. But they're also not part of the beged because they're hanging out and they're not just a little strings that could be batel, and therefore, says Rashi, without any strings, it would be a malbush. The Prima Gadim says there's a deeper chiddush in Rashi here, and that is, one second, if it doesn't have any strings, isn't that usher to wear? You're not allowed to wear a beged of dalak kanfos without tzitzis on. So maybe that's the chiddush of Rashi. The chiddush of Rashi is even though it's something that's usher to wear, it's only us who mitzat hilchos tzitzis, not mitzat hilchos Shabbos. Says the Prima Gadim in the beginning of Simin Yud Gimel and the Eishel Avram, the Hevi Yodea, Shani Mesupak. He's not sure. What's he not sure about? An extension of this. What happens if you wear kilayim on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim without an Erev? Kilayim. So, what do you mean? That's clothing, but it's us to wear that. So, does the Isser remove the shame beged and make it into a masa and not a malbush? Or is Hilchos Shabbos Lachud, Hilchos Kalayim Lachud. And it's a shirt, it's a baguette, that's his suffix. Vavi Odeya, Shani Mesupak, Ema Yotze, Betalas Kalayim B'Shabbos, De Yesh Lomer, De Chayef Kareis V'Skila, De Ein Derech HaMalbush, De Asur Hu, it's Asur. Says the Prima Gadim, maybe it's Asur. And he says, where do I look? So he knew Shas and Poskim by heart. V'ayin Rashi Shabbos Koflamites De Mutsiyasas Klal Levushei. Who's a Rashi seems to say that if you don't have any tzitzis on, it's Levushei. V'huchrach Lazeh. And what is Rashi emphasizing? De Imlo Kain Lo Tik Shemidi Dil Machay Mishum Atalis. If it doesn't have any on it, you're potter, even though it's usher to wear, that must be the Chiddush Rashi. Even though it's usher to wear, it's not going to be a masa on Shabbos, it's not going to remove its shame malbush, so you're chayav for tzitzis, but you're not chayav for Shabbos, so too by kilayim. He says maybe you'd be chayav for kilayim and not for Shabbos. Unless you say, like the Mordechai says, unless you say like the Mordechai says. Which Mordechai says the Prima Gadim? It's the Mordechai in Halachos Ketanos. Right at the end of Meseches Menachos, a number of the Rishonim have the laws of the Rosh and the Mordechai, the laws of Tzitzis and the laws of Tefillin, because that's where it all is in Shah. So the Mordechai there in Tuf Kuf Mem Dalid quotes Rav Shlomo Midrus, Shem Nifsak La'ishchut Shal Talis B'Shabbos, Of Shalal Of Shachi Takinoso, right, if somebody's tzitzit strings rip on Shabbos, then they can't wear it until they fix it. Shem Lovsho Over Ba'aseh, the Yesh Lo Dalat Kanfos, right, you can't wear it because, says the Rebbe Shlomo, because it has four corners, just like a weekday, right, you can't wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis. The Hei Shivri Delesa Chiddush Gadol, says the Rebbe Mordechai. No, not true. Kedemuchach b'shmeisen. The Yavagav the Isik b'karmelis derabanan. The Chulu Shari mishum kavod abrias. De lo dochinan el alav de lo sasser. V'lachei nir aleri. If it's Shabbos, the laws of tzitzis are different. Why? The mitzvah sasei the tzitzis eino el alahatil bo tzitzis kishe yil b'shenu. V'lomar amar akasim b'lashon lo tilbash begesh yish bo dalak nafayim b'lo tzitzis. It's not a all-out absolute isser, don't wear a bag at a four corners without tzitzis. No, it says put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. So where you can put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment, then a melo, it's also to wear without it. Does vande hayadinimo. Ella mitzvah zase grade lahatil bo tzitzis. Umikom akom ena talas asa lilbosh. Vegam ena over. Kivan she ena tayocho lahatil bo. Shehu Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, there's no isser to wear a four-cornered garment. So maybe that's what Rashi is saying. Says the Prima Gadol, maybe Kalayim would be different. To wear a four-corner garment on Shabbos without tzitzis, well, maybe that's not so bad, because you can't do the kshira now anyway. But when it comes to kilayin, that can be different. U'bechol vade over kol shashalovsho ba'aseh tatel bo tzitzis, says the Mordechai, v'chein b'mezuzah u'ma'akeh. Also by mezuzah and ma'akeh. Could you live in a house? Interesting. Could you live in a house without a mezuzah on a weekday? No. On Shabbos, yes. U'ma'akeh v'teida. And he says, b'mezuzah ye'aser likanis babayis. No, ba'amod vaseikoi. So fascinating, because the same thing would apply to cases of mezuzah and ma'ake. A similar idea is mentioned by the Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel. In Shin Yud Gimel discusses, what about wearing shoes on Yom Kippur in a place without an Erev? So again, wearing shoes on Yom Kippur is Aser. So do we say that if it's Aser to wear, then it loses the status of a Malbush? That's the question of the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel. The mitzvah, Shin Yud Gimel is the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. That's the only one where he's going to be talking about it, because there's no separate Iser counted by the Monei Mitzvahs of the other Inuyim. Even if the four Machlokas Rishonim, whether the other four Inuyim are also Daraisa, without Kares, or Durabanan, but this is where the Minchas Chinuch discusses it. V'nir l'anias daiti. If Noel min al ha'asur b'yam ha'kipurim kagon shalor, if somebody puts on a leather shoes, chutz b'masha over iser dinilas ha'sandal, besides the iser of Yom Kippur, im yatza bo rishus ha'rabim chayev chatos. Maybe if you went out to the street, you'd be chayev chatos. Why? Delav malbushu ela masui. It's a masui. Lafi quotes a Rashi in Erev in Daf Tzadi. Hey, delamanda amar Shabbos man tfilin hu, im lovesh yotzer mizuk, af agad avitach shibi kobacha, give it over abal tosif, Asi bal tosif umatshvi ale masui. If it's aser to wear, then it makes it into a masui. Quote this Rashi and Ervin Sali. Hey, so to hear, because it's aser to wear, the sandal would be a masui. Ubishagazari sof simin me'al of pilpel devi Rashi. Imken chazina doha iser mashvi kamasui. Says the Menachas Chinuch. Imken achanami, so to hear. Kiva the nilasa sandal asur. Even since the nilasa sandal asur. And then he adds another chiddush. A chiddush agabe chiddush. Even if you want to say nilasa sandal is only aser to rabbanan. Lomi boy las over him do iser Torah bevade chashuv masui elafilo lamanda amar duhu drabanan. Even if you want to say it's drabanan, efshar to gam iser drabanan kivan to asro Lo havi malbush v'u masui. Once the Rabbanan asserted it, they took away the shei malbush and it's a masui. Im kein aser latzis b'min al kazeh b'yom ha-kippurim. V'chayavan alav kal masui gomur. Al kein yesh lazir ma'od la'hamon. Shechutz she'ovrim b'isr nilas ha-sandal. Od holchim b'mekomosh aser lahotzi v'u isr gomur. V'lo heveti mekur ha-bachina. I have to do some more research on this, but this is the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, let's get back to tzitzis now. So again, the Gemara says that tzitzis are chashuv. The strings are chashuv. Therefore, if I'm wearing a four-corner garment with pasul tzitzis, but a couple of them are there, so they're chashuv, and that's why I'm going to be chayiv. Unlike if I just have a couple of strings coming out of a hem of a regular beged, so then I'm not going to be chayiv. What does it mean tzitzis are chashuv, and therefore they're not batal? Three different days in the Rishonim. So we'll start with Rashi. Rashi says, chashivi mishum deshalt chelasein. Velobatli vahavile masui. Because you have the tchela strings. The tchela strings are unique and special, and therefore they are not batal, and it is a masui. That is Shitas Rashi. If you look in the Ran on the Rif, if you look in the Ritva, so I'll say they according to Rashi, then Bisman Azeh, where we don't have tchelas, again Bisman HaRishonim, then we might say that it would be mutter to wear this out on Shabbos, because they are batal, because you don't have the tchela strings. Says the Ritva, Ulefize, after quoting Rashi, Bizmana zeh deleka tchelas afilu eina mitzuyenes gelchasa, mutter la tzispa, should be mutter to go out with it, because it is batel, it is batel. Okay, that's one day of the Rishonim. Tzitzis are chashuv because of the tchelas. If you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, and it's also quoted here in Tosis, Rabbeinu Chananel says it right here on the daf, he says, why are tzitzis strings not batel? Shalev ha'adam rotze bekiyuman, because I want them to exist. Ki bedaito sheyitzla harevius v'yil bashena. I'm going to fix it. One of the corners ripped off, but I'm going to put the fourth one on, and I'm going to fix it. Tosus quotes it, Shedem avutalo fi shachashuvim hein be'enav shadaitu litein betalus tzitzis revius kach birsha ben achanano. So I'm going to fix it, and that's why I want it on the beged. And this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch there in Simin Shinalef, I didn't read the next line yet. The Shulchan Aruch said, why you chayef sha'osav achutim chashuvim ha'metzlo v'daito aleihem et sheyashlim v'yaseo tzitzis. And his das is on them until he's mashlim and finishes the tzitzis. So that is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't only quote it because of Tosfos or Rechananel, but he quotes it because of the Rambam. Right, the Rambam says it. The Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos, in Perek Yutes, Halacha Chaf, says the Rambam, we'll get to the first half of the Rambam B'Hashem soon. Leficha chayotze betal sheinim mitzuyeses kelchasa chayiv. If somebody wears a tzitzis that is not mitzuyeses kelchasa chayiv, b'nei she'osav lachutim chashuvin ein etzlo, because those are chashuv. V'daito alein asheyashlim chesronan v'yasu tzitzis, and his das is on them until he is mashlim what's missing, and he makes tzitzis, and therefore the tzitzis strings are batal. So according to this daya, so then even pizban hazeh, nothing to do with tchelas, just has to do with the strings. Just do with the strings. The Ran, the Shita L'Ran here, in the Miyuchas L'Ran, on our daf, has another daya. Not the tchelas, and not the, you're going to fix them, but tzitzis strings per se are tashmishe mitzvah, and therefore they're chashuv. V'yafilu lavan, says the Shita L'Ran, pi mishum davi milsa de mitzvah, v'rashi lo pirishkein. Right, Rashi says tchelas, but he says, no, the tzitzis strings, they're tzitzis. And therefore they are chashuv, and therefore they are not batal. The Mishnah Brura points this out in the Bir Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch only quotes Tosfos' reason, but he said the Bir Halacha, Zed Asa Rishonim, the Od Yesh Harbe Rishonim, there are other Rishonim, the Mefar Shehani Cheshivi Mishontein Chutin Shal Mitzvah. Oh, that's the Shita L'Ran. Inam Mishal Tcheles, Kapirish Rashi. V'nafgamina Bazel HaKam Enyonim. There are nafgaminas, right, for Kam Enyonim. What about Bizman Hazeh? And other issues. Okay, fine. Without tcheles. So next, without tcheles. So now the question is, what about tzitzis mitzuyetzes? Up till now, we've been talking about tzitzis that are not mitzuyets. What about if you have full, perfect tzitzis? You're fulfilling the mitzvah. But says the Shita L'Ran, what says the other Rishonim? What if you don't have tcheles? Or if you're not sure if you have tcheles? So are you allowed to walk out into the street? Because if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah gemura, so is that a problem? So continues the Shita L'Ran. And what about nighttime? Also, is there not a mitzvah then, as we will talk about, but we'll get to that soon. First, the idea without tcheles. Let me find the line. Says the Shita L'Ran, avolitzitzi yos leik lemechash. Okay, that's a Rambam, I'm sorry. Avareisi kasuv. Sheikin das raza v'gam hara. Actually, we'll get to that, the shun. There's a Deya in the Shita Laran. The tour quotes the Maharami Ruinberg at Simin Shin Aleph that you cannot wear them, Bereshus Harabim, because you're not doing the mitzvah gemura. And maybe that we hold like Rebbe, who says that Cheles is ma'akev the lavan, and since Cheles is ma'akev the lavan, therefore one has to be careful not to wear tzitzis because you're not doing the mitzvah in a Rishus Harabim. And if you have a mitzvah, you don't say asi docha lo sasi anyway. Maybe the halacha is like Rebbe that Cheles is ma'akev. That's a day again in the Shita Laran here. It's the Maharam in the tour in Simin Shin Aleph. But Rov Rishonim argue with that. The Milchamas, the Ramban, the Ritva says here, and the Rambam, and the Rashba. And the Rush, they all say that no, even without Cheles, don't worry, because we don't paskin like that day. The Yesh Omrim, says the Ritva, Tehua din shein yotzim afil batala shal tzember mitsuyenes, the Shema Lacha ker Rebbe. Maybe the Lacha is like Rebbe, so Cheles Machiv is a lovan. Maybe the Lacha is like Rebbe, Cheles Machiv the lovan, and if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, so even if you go out with tzitzis mitsuyetzes, a beg of mitsuyetzes is just like in a mitsuyetzes. Velav milsi, says the Ritva, wrong. Tamuchach mimenachas alacha grabanan. We pass like the Rabbanan, Avagav Dika Sugi Chadak Rabbi Yehuda, Vim Yatzel Shazrab, Vitalim Ziyazak El Chasa, Ubishabis, it is no problem. That is the Ritva. If you look in the Rush, the Rush was asked this question also in a Tshuva. The Tshuva Sarush in Klal Beis Os Tes, Umashaka Savta, Shein Lotzis Vitalis Mitsuyatzes, the Rush Zarabim, Dilma in a Mitsuyatzes Kel Chasa. His question was, well, maybe it's not, you're not, the, you know, something's wrong with your tzitzis. Maybe it's not knotted properly. Maybe it's not enough strings. Says the Rosh. I saw some of my rabbeim take off their tzitzis before they went out. I don't think it makes sense. What are you worried about? If you think it's possible, let me ask you then, Rosh. How are you making a brach on them? Nobody says don't make a bracha on them. Imken heich barech alav b'shash alov show. Ki onesh gadol hu lavarech bracha levatala. V'yim tomar, and if you want to say shabada kol dal tzitzios b'shash lavisha, and if you want to say you checked, so check when you go outside also. Imken yivdok ha b'shash yotzi ben lorshu zarabim. V'yolam no lo nagu kein levdok b'chol tzitzios kol shah shemisati b'taliso. The minog is not to check every time. Yishum demok minon lu b'cheskas kashrus achi yivad al chosh nifsalu. You assume they're kosher. V'yod de tzitzis edo nifsal b'kal. And also, tzitzis do not become possible very easily. T'tcheles eino ma'akev es alavan, v'alav eino ma'akev es atcheles. Says the Rashi, he goes into the sugya of Gardumin, and therefore, he's skipping a couple of lines, Hilkach b'chmina l'huach es kasayu, linyan bracha, v'chein le'inyan latzeis, l'rishus harabim. And therefore, there's not a problem. V'umishin aroga lo'eich al-ramas below tzitzis. And if somebody is makpin, never to go anywhere without tzitzis, roi lo liswa chalachazaka, v'latzeis bo, yes, you should go out with it. V'imir t'lachmir, you've dekeim b'shas yitzia. You want to be machmir? So check them right before you go out. But I think it is allowed, and you don't have to worry. So that is the Rush, and the Rashba writes in the Shuvah, and the Ritva, and the Ramban, that we assume, like, Shitas Rabbanan, Tchelev is not Ma'ake Delavan, and therefore you assume that they're kosher tzitzis. You're not doing it in the ultimate behidura way that the Torah meant with Tcheles, but it is still kosher, and therefore there is no problem. It is not a Masa, it is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Same idea about nighttime. The Tshuva of the Rif. The Rif in the Tshuva writes as a problem that at night it is called a Masui, and therefore, because there's no mitzvah, Laila's lavzvan tzitzis, and therefore it is a masui, and you're not allowed to wear them in Rishus Arabim. And the Rambam says, beferish, not like that. The Rambam and the Shita Laran here says, it's mutter. It's mutter to wear a baget even at night, says the Rambam. Mutter lehis atef betalas sheyesh besif soseh malala vishin chutin aruchin ve'alpi she'inon noi hatalas vishin betalam. That's talking about just the stama baget with strings coming out of it. That's not a problem. Lefichach. We read this before. Says the Rambam, you could go out at night. The Rambam also holds that nighttime is not zman tzitzis. We had a machlokas earlier, if you remember, we had a shiur, whether that means nighttime begadim or nighttime. It's in the gavra or the chefza. But either way, the Rambam says, why is it not a problem? She'ein tzitzis ha-gemura masui. Ela harihu minoy habeged umi tachsisav a perfectly wonderful beged of tzitzis, gamur, is not a masui. It makes the beged beautiful. Kemo ha'imra v'chayotzei bo. It's no worse than the hem and other things. And therefore, says the Rambam, there's no problem. And then he even adds, v'ilo ha'yachuti ha'tzitzis shu mitzu yatzis gelchasa masui. If it really was a masui, ha'yachayev ha'yotzei bo afilu b'yom ha'shabbos. Then even during the day, you'd be chayev, and you have to take it off. Why? Shein mitzvah zaseh, shein bakar, is docha shabbos. Because what you want to say, it's a masui, and it's just because of asi docha lo saseh, but you wouldn't apply asi docha lo saseh. Because an asi is not docha, a lo saseh, sheish bokares, like Shabbos is. And therefore it must be that it is not a problem at all. It's not a masui at all. Nothing to worry about. Good. Finally, one other point that Chassam Sofer has here. It's right here. It relates to the question of the Achronim. The Achronim asks, we know that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula Hashlo Nitna. The Avos kept all the Torah before it was given. So they ask, Olam D'Shayla, but a Ben Noach is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So what did the Avos do? The Avos weren't Jewish yet. So even if they were super Ben Noach, but they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. But it says they kept the whole Torah. So how did they keep Shabbos? So many different creative answers. The Chassam Sofer here quotes from a Kadmon, from someone he heard, that maybe they wore tzitzis. They wore tzitzis in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Kosher tzitzis. So therefore, for a Jew, like the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah, it's not a masui, and therefore they're keeping Shabbos. For a guy who's not chayif in tzitzis, it's a masui, and therefore they would be violating mitzad there being a bein noach. V'tiris ha'go d'olav sho talis mitzu yetzes gelchasa b'shabbos u'lishol tachshidu l'bein noach masui hu. Wow. So the Chassam Sofer likes it, but then he says, v'yesh la'ashid, I'm not so sure. To keep in the ratzel l'kayim a mitzvah, havi tachshid. Afilu dinam k'bein noach the Kasha or Kalahavin, Vakuf Lamin. Says, well, if they're doing it for the mitzvah, then it's not a masa. Right? Even if they're not mechuyev. Maybe it'll be like nighttime. Maybe it'll be like other cases where, one would not be chayiv and one does it anyway. So therefore, that's just the hosafa that the Chassam Sofer has. Okay, we'll stop here. Tzitzis on Shabbos.